Are we on?
We're on.
Okay. So, update. Yukon Quest 2020. quite late? Is it quite late? No, it's not that late. 9 p.m. Day 11. And we just realized, oh my gosh, we missed another day. So, here's our update. Bridget and I are driving south. The day started... I don't know either.
Where did the day start?
We woke up...
CarMax.
In CarMax, and Alan and the team had already left the checkpoint after resting 6 hours and spending 2 of those hours working on a sled. That was quite a joy, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so the team left on day 10 in the evening, and the handler crew left day 11 in the early morning hours. About 4 a.m., I think, we left to head towards Braeburn in the dog truck. We got there pretty early. Early enough to see Cody come in and see the squids all there to greet him, which was pretty exciting. And then we kind of dilly-dallied a little here and there. I think we might have taken a nap. Had the largest omelet on the planet, which we shared. Yeah. And then the rest of day 11 was pretty exciting because we greeted the dog team. Alan and 13 SP Kennel Pooches came into Braeburn at, I'm going to say...
We left at
10:46.
It's written on my finger.
It's written on your finger.
It's dark in here. I can't
check
see.
On that. I'm pretty sure it's 10:46.
That's correct. 10:46.
Yay. Holy cow, it's like I'm become a good handler on day 11. 10:46, Alan and the team arrived, which was quite exciting. It blew all night. I guess I should go back. When we left CarMax, it was blowing and snowing, and the tarps were flapping, and we thought, oh, crumb, those lakes that the dog teams go over are going to be completely blown shut, and guess what? They were. So every dog team really had to battle the elements on this last run, and it took a long time. There were a lot of snack breaks given, and they endured, and so the team showed up in Braeburn at 10:46. Alan actually had a great rest, and so did the dogs, because the sunshine was out, and the temperatures were pretty warm. The wind had died down, and so probably I'd say the best rest all race, wouldn't you?
I would agree, yeah.
Yeah, so the dogs laid around. They had their windbreakers on. They had their booties off. Most of them had their leggings off.
You can tell they're sleeping good when they're all stretched out. They weren't even in tight balls.
No, they were really relaxing. And Alan rested quite well after he had a hamburger. But once again, Alan Moore kind of... At Braeburn, he gets a little nervous. He is his mother's son. And so he woke up, a full 45 minutes early, came into the checkpoint where Bridget and I were sitting, and said, I'm ready. And we're like, you're 45 minutes early.
Go back to bed.
So he sent him back to bed, and I think he went to sleep because the people who were in charge of waking him up went back over there and woke him up on time. He came in, had a bowl of soup, went out, the dogs had more food, and bootied, walked everyone around. The team was really excited to go. What, about 7 or 8 minutes before
it was time to go?
Before it was time to go, and then everyone kind of mellowed out, and then they decided, yeah, Braeburn's a nice place, and they dilly-dallied out of the checkpoint, but they left, and now they are on the route to the finish line. It's going to be a heck of a run. It's 9 o'clock right now. He brought dog food, snacks, lots of stuff for a very long run with a break.
Because it's, what, 100 miles?
It is. It's 100 miles, and the storm that dropped a lot of inches of snow on Whitehorse is over, but that fresh snow is still on the ground. So despite the fact that 3 teams have gone over the trail before him, we're expecting it to be a pretty slow go. Dutch, Sparky left in lead, and little Amber and Five were in swing with the boys' brothers right behind them, Hefe and Bruno, followed up by Commando and Rodney. And then we had Scooby and his dad, Clyde, in the back. Chipper got moved to the back just because there was a missing spot because, bless his heart, decaf was dropped from the team. decaf, as soon as he came into the checkpoint, the veterinarian told Alan that he had strained a bicep, probably trudging through that deep snow. So we now have the two coffees. We have Perky and Decaf with us. So they'll be hoteling it tonight in White Horse while the rest of their team are on the trail. Anyway, so that's the update. Bridget, need to add anything?
No, we're almost to White Horse.
We are. We are almost to White Horse right now. I guess that's it. We have a long night of hitting the tracker button ahead of us. The race is not over yet. So, update. End of the day, 11, Yukon Quest, 2020.
Signing out.